This is the inside story of how in the 70s and 80s, a cast of unapologetic mavericks revolutionized the tranquil world of tennis.
You can't be serious. You cannot be serious.
Yes, we are serious. John McEnroe would become famous for his outbursts on the court. Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs would face off in the Battle of the Sexes. And we'd witness a long rivalry between Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova. Their stories are being told now in a new three-part series on PBS. It's called Gods of Tennis. Simon Draper is the director. Simon, so you use Wimbledon as the through line to look back at these legends of history. Obviously, a very beautiful backdrop, but why use this backdrop historically?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not a professional tennis player, but everybody that we spoke to probably put Wimbledon at the top of the Grand Slam tournaments that they wanted to win. I think the idea of having Wimbledon as this sort of tranquil, ridiculously English institution, I think it's a soap opera that was allowed to happen in this extraordinary environment where, for whatever reason, we seem to love it as the sport and tennis seems to embrace Wimbledon.
So, Simon, what was it like to sit down with some of these players and have them sort of walk you through their journeys? Because you're talking to them long after they've made these accomplishments.
I guess I wanted to take them back to the specific points of a game. For example, there was a moment with Martina's match in 1978 where she air shots a shot against Chris Evert, and there's a big gasp from the crowd.
Oh, well, that's incredible.
And that was a moment where perhaps you could just sort of stop everything for a second and to ask that person what that felt like.
So it was heartbreaking. I was on my own. Tennis was my sanctuary, really.
Okay, the first episode focuses on Arthur Ashe and Billie Jean King. They were both tennis superstars. They were both activists, but it didn't seem like they were necessarily allies in their early years. Both had different social agendas. Arthur Ashe playing in South Africa during apartheid and Billie Jean King fighting for equal pay. Would you, Simon, consider them rivals in terms of what they were trying to achieve individually?
Well, I did beforehand, actually. I think their rivalry was there. He was in the men's game and he's documented as having issues with women and how much they earn. But interestingly, I think they had a sense of togetherness and that they were unified by being on the edges of society or the edges of the game. Black player, a women's player, you know, they sort of were stronger together.
Now, second episode, Bjorn Borg, very quiet, focused Swede, and then the bad boys from the United States show up, John McEnroe, Jimmy Connors. What made each of them gods of tennis?
I think there's something about their natural ability, but the general sort of pantomime and performance that maybe you get occasionally nowadays, but then it was just like this intoxicating mixture of excitement and tennis, and then this personality that might at any minute just explode. So it doesn't necessarily mean that's what makes gods, but there is a reason why we all remember them. They had something else in their makeup that no one else had.
Well, with McEnroe, I mean, it was the drama, the emotion.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of center. I mean, not caring who heard him, not caring if the crowd didn't necessarily like it. A great moment in this episode was when McEnroe could have been arguing a call that didn't go his way, but he showed restraint.
Yeah.
McEnroe really biting his lips not to say a word.
And the crowd seemed to appreciate it, even though they still liked his emotions.
Yeah, well, actually, it's funny, when we talk about moments in games, I remember talking to him, and I reminded him of that bit, which he'd sort of forgotten about, bizarrely, and he sat there in a moment of a few seconds, but it felt significant, and that's how it felt like when you watch the archive. You know, you're sort of remembering in his head, he's having to go through, what do I do in this situation? And as he says, you know, it turns out when I don't shout, I get applauded, and that was really interesting, isn't it?
You know, I got people applauding me for not blowing my top. I didn't have to do anything except play, just focusing on the tennis.
All right, now to one of the greatest rivalries of all time in sports, not just tennis, yes, but in sports, and that's Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova. What surprised you about the conversations you had with each of them as they reflected on the years on the tour and their years battling against each other? Because I'll admit, their rivalry was the thing that sucked me into tennis.
Ah, that's interesting. Yes. What sort of struck me the most was now their affection for each other is beautiful. Chris Evert's sort of recollection of how hard it was for Martina defecting from Czech Republic and coming to America and dealing with it all. But at the time, the much more interesting story was the sort of good v bad, you know, the American, all-American girl versus the sort of machine that was Martina. So I was really impressed with her as somebody who was quite modest in what she'd achieved, not just on the court, if you see what I mean. And with Chris Evert, her sense of humour was just delightful. If you were to program, you know, a sports star, celebrity, everything about Chris Evert would be there.
Yeah. Now, in this episode, Pam Shriver, a tennis great of her own, said this.
In the late 70s, women's tennis was already established as the most powerful, most prominent women's professional sports in the world.
So, Simon, 40 years later, where do you think women's tennis fits in now? Is it still at that level? Or I don't know if I necessarily see the personalities being there to kind of have that title.
Yeah, I think you're right. I feel like I don't want to say the cliched thing, but I think the sport and the commercialism of the sport has driven out the ability to get to know players. So I think there are obviously some fantastic players, but if you spoke to somebody in the street, I'm not sure they'd be talking about them as easily. I don't know whether we'll ever emulate what Pam was talking about. You had such big characters who were allowed to be big characters who didn't worry about sponsorship as much. You know, Billie Jean King can be loud and aggressive on court and deal with all the slack because she's not worrying too much that no one's going to like her, because you just think, well, I'll do what I want. So I think for the women's game, I think they're always going to struggle unless someone's allowed to be the character that people need to latch onto and have the confidence to be themselves. I don't think it's the lack of trying. I just don't think they're allowed to. There's no room for it.
Well, if Serena Williams wants to make a comeback, I think tennis fans would love it.
There you go.
Simon Draper is the series director of Gods of Tennis, airing on PBS. Simon, thanks.
No problem.